Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Last Lecture by Randy Pausch is not just another book, it is a profound message wrapped in the form of a book, delivered by a professor who is facing his imminent death due to pancreatic cancer. Despite the saddening premise, Pausch's book is imbued with optimism, humor, and insightful reflections on life. Delivered first as an actual lecture at Carnegie Mellon University, the book captures the essence of what truly matters in life from the perspective of someone whose days were numbered. It's an inspirational guide on living your best life, appreciating what you have, achieving your dreams, and overcoming obstacles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, achieving your childhood dreams. Randy Pausch emphasizes the importance of realizing one's childhood dreams as a cornerstone of his lecture. He shares his own dreams, such as experiencing zero gravity and becoming a Disney Imagineer, and describes how he achieved each of them through perseverance, hard work, and sometimes serendipity. This section of the book underscores the significance of setting goals from a young age and tirelessly working towards them, suggesting that fulfilling these dreams contributes significantly to a satisfying life. Secondly, overcoming obstacles. A recurring theme in the last lecture is the idea of tackling obstacles head-on. Pausch introduces the concept of brick walls, challenges that seem insurmountable but actually serve to show how badly we want something. Through personal anecdotes, he demonstrates how resilience, creativity, and sometimes a different perspective can help break down these walls. This segment of the book is a compelling reminder that obstacles in our path are not dead ends, but opportunities for growth. Thirdly, enabling the dreams of others. Pausch dedicates a significant portion of the book to the idea of enabling the dreams of others, especially those of children. He argues that one of the greatest joys and accomplishments in life is to contribute to someone else's success and happiness. By sharing stories from his own life where he helped others achieve their goals, Pausch inspires readers to adopt a selfless attitude and contribute positively to the lives around them, reinforcing the notion that satisfaction is often found in giving rather than receiving. Fourthly, importance of love and legacy. Randy Pausch speaks poignantly about the concepts of love and legacy, especially in relation to family. He shares his desires to leave a lasting impact on his wife and children, emphasizing that the lessons we teach, the love we share, and the values we instill form our ultimate legacy. This section of the book eloquently reminds readers that life's true value is measured not by the wealth or accomplishments we amass, but by the love we spread and the positive influence we have on others. Lastly, seizing every moment in the last lecture, Pausch inspires a sense of urgency about life, encouraging readers to seize every moment. He illustrates the importance of living in the present, taking advantage of the time we have, and not delaying our dreams and aspirations. With the awareness of his limited time, Pausch's narrative is a powerful testimony to the value of each day and the importance of making the most of the time we are given. In conclusion, The Last Lecture by Randy Pausch is a must-read for anyone seeking a dose of inspiration, a fresh perspective on life's challenges, or insight into achieving personal dreams. It's especially meaningful for individuals facing obstacles, working towards fulfilling their own dreams, or striving to leave a lasting impact on the world. Pausch's narrative is proof that even in the face of death, life can be richly fulfilling and meaningful. His book transcends the tragedy of his loss, leaving behind a legacy of lessons on how to live with purpose, passion, and positivity. If you would like to support Randy Pausch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.